Where's Moshe?
Okay, so the Parshas talks that we everyone know is about Shabbos Shira, but whether they don't know, there's actually two songs in the Parsha, right? The song of the Moshe sings to the men, and as Rashi says in Perek Tezvav, Pasuk Chav Aleph, Moshe Omer Shira LaNoshe. Moshe said the Shira to the men. Who Omer V'Hem Onav Achrav? They answered back to him. Miriam Amra Shir LaNoshim. So there's kind of two songs. Moshe saying to the women and to the men, excuse me, and the men answered back to him. And the woman and Miriam saying to the woman, and the women answered back to him. So I thought maybe it would be kedai to do something of singing, dancing, whatever. Maybe do a topic related to mixed dancing at a wedding. Basically, before I start with the shayla, you know, obviously every shayla has to be done with the right care and sensitivity, and everyone has to ask the shayla. And I don't think Zorbisin is paskening this for everyone. But at the end of the day, every case has to be done with a certain sense of sensitivity and care. Basically, someone asked Zorbisin. He said that he was a rabbi, that he wanted to officiate at a wedding. Unfortunately, the community, not unfortunately, just happened to be, the community wasn't from at all. And the rabbi said, if you want me to be at the wedding, to officiate, to be the Masada condition at the wedding, I have to make sure that there's going to be a mechitza. According to halacha, there's got to be a mechitza, and it's got to be. He said, no problem. He got to the wedding, and Baruch Hashem, some of these weddings have beautiful mechitzas, right? Sometimes the mechitza falls down, they put it back up. Baruch Hashem, the mechitza stood up all by itself, Baruch Hashem. The wedding went happen, the chuppah, the first dance, the soup, the fish, everything happened. And it happened to be the rabbi, the rabbi was, he was there for 3-4 hours, but he wanted to be able to go home. And they got to the main course, and he was about to leave. Someone tapped him on the shoulder and just said, Rabbi, just want to let you know. The families got together and they said, as soon as you bounce, as soon as you leave, the mechitza is going down. But if you stay, Lamaisa, obviously for respect for you, the mechitza is going to stay up. So the rabbi now has a decision: should he stay there, be able to make sure that the mixed dancing doesn't happen, or he wants to get home and be able to go back to his Torah study and back to his mitzvah. So what should he do? So it's a very interesting shaila. Zorbisin basically says several things, telling him that the rabbi should stay. When it comes down to it, he brings up the Rabbi Halacha in Simon Tofresh Ches and Hilchos Yom Kippurim, Rabbi Halacha, that at Har Sinai, each one of us, we took upon ourselves Nasa v'Nishma. Each one of us took upon responsibility for each other, right? Everyone knows the song, Kol Yisrael Marevim Zebazeh. We're all connected to each other, right? So if I see Meir Chas V'Shalom driving on Shabbos, I have a responsibility to tell him, Meir, you can't really drive on Shabbos. That's really against the Torah, However, the Bir Halacha says that only applies to people who are keeping mitzvahs. If someone is off the derech, or someone is being pouring Ol Malchus Shemayim, or he's not keeping Shabbos before, and he's publicly desecrating Shabbos before Hesia, that's someone who has completely severed his connection to Klal Yisrael, and therefore there would be no mitzvah or responsibility to tell him to stop. However, in our case, it's not the people that we're dealing with, they're embarrassed. The rabbi, as long as the rabbi was there, they had a certain respect for the rabbi, right? And he goes so much so he says that there's a Gemara in Avron on Daf Samech Tesem and Alf that says a story of someone who was carrying outside on Shabbos, and he knew there was no Erev, right? He knew there was no Erev. However, when he saw Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya, he would make sure to run back into his building because he didn't want to. He knew about carrying. It's like Rav Schechter. You like Rav Schechter stories? Rav Schechter once told us that unfortunately there's a guy in his building on the other side of the heights who went to IU and unfortunately he's not from anymore. And he always sees him carrying on Shabbos. And the air of there is very, very, very questionable on the other side of the heights. The IU side, it's, according to some, it's good. Well, on the other side, it's not good. And he said, Rav Schechter started crying. He says, as soon as he sees me, every Shabbos, he always sees him run away because he's embarrassed. So that is someone who didn't completely throw off all of mitzvahs and the yoke of Torah. Right? That's someone who's still embarrassed. So Nisa, to that person, there's still a chiyuv for us to be able to show him the way, obviously in the most sensitive and caring way. At the end of the day, he says one more story about the Gemara and Sukkah on Daf Nun Beis Amun Aleph that Abai once overheard a man and a woman talking that they're going to go for a walk. And Abai suspected that maybe Chas V'Shalom something's going to happen, so Abai made sure to walk with him 3 parsos. So based on what Zorbisin said, if Abai took his holy time to be able to be able to make sure that this man and the woman, that, nothing chas v'shalom happened when they were going to go for this walk, wherever they were going. Rabbi took out the time. This rabbi should also take out the time and to make sure that to prevent the mixed dancing. At the end of the day, every single case has to be done in the right and the most sensitive way. I was just at a mixed dancing, a family wedding about a couple months ago. You know, it's not the most simple things in the world, but you know, we have a chiv to be able to show our family members and show our friends what it means to be a Jew and what it means to be a Jew is not to look down chas v'shalom on other Jews. Obviously, everything done with sensitivity and care, with ben adam chaveru and respect. And hopefully, if we have respect for them as people, then they'll see. You know what? Maybe in respect for the people coming to our weddings and for all the rabbanim and the rabbis and the DRS Jews, Baruch Hashem, we'll make sure to abide by halacha. Continue to grow and follow our Father's ways of the Holy Torah. Mirtzah Shem, Shmizoch, Shkoyes.